Good morning. And as we mentioned, starting today is a professional development workshop for Alaska Native artists. And that starts in just, oh gosh, about 15 minutes. So if you want to sign up, maybe at the last minute, and perhaps you can. Joining us from the Alaska State Council on the Arts is Saunders McNeil, who is heading this up, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And also Kathleen Light from the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for giving us a little time to say hello to everybody.
So explain, Saunders, what you're here doing.
Well, I work at the Alaska State Council on the Arts, and this is part of this professional development workshop is part of one of many programs that our state arts agency provides to artists around the state. And we are really lucky to be here. We are working in partnership with the Totem Heritage Center, with Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council, and it's the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the Siri Foundation that have provided the funding to be able to do this professional development workshop for Alaska Native artists.
And explain who this is open to. I mean, I got the impression it's not only Alaska Native artists, but also people perhaps who sell Native art or somehow, I guess, bringing Native artists into their galleries, something like that?
Well, actually, what it is it is a two-day intensive workshop specifically focused to Alaska Native artists. And really, there's so much material that any artist is welcome. And it's today and tomorrow. It is being held at the Totem Heritage Center. We are establishing a framework around artists and creativity and investing in themselves and developing professionally so that they can function really strongly within the marketplace. So that's it's a huge agenda, actually, lots of information. And the core part of the curriculum for the 2 days is a newly published book titled Alaska Native Arts Resource Workbook. And we're addressing concepts like creative ecosystems and what it's like to kind of function really in a very dynamic, diverse, creative world for artists and the tools that you need in order to do that effectively.
The workbook that you have there, obviously that's part of this course. If someone else wanted to get one, like
yes,
say they're unable to
absolutely
attend.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have it posted online on our website. And you can just Google Alaska State Council on the Arts and then look at the Native Arts Program. And there's a PDF version of it. It's in its entirety. We're going to post it by separate chapters. And a key partner in this project and program has been the Siri Foundation. And what we're also hoping to have happen, and what we invite artists and also any professionals who provide services to artists, is to evaluate the workbook, give us feedback about what should we add? What units should we expand? What information is missing in it that artists want to have kind of more knowledge about? So it's a really – this whole project is really a dynamic conversation about creating and developing a creative economy, and this being one of those important tools. So
is there still an opportunity?
Yep.
I mean, obviously,
just
you
come.
Know, it's like 20
just
minutes
come.
From now, but
just come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kathleen. Yeah.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's at the Totem Heritage Center. And I just want to say, I was fortunate enough to have a few minutes of conversation with Saunders. And as an artist, I think artists are going to find Saunders' mentorship really helpful in terms of how do you reconcile your creativity and your self-expression and the expression of your culture in a respectful way and still be able to, sell your work.
Right.
And be able to promote yourself in a way that is positive and able to get your message across. And so Saunders is her conversation and her mentorship is really, really insightful. And even if you can't make both days all the way through, I would highly recommend everyone going at least for a little bit just to hear her the way she talks about being an artist.
Wow, that's great. And we should make sure that everybody knows how to get hold of the Alaska State Council on the Arts. We're based in Anchorage. We're a statewide arts agency. We're your state agency or state arts agency. And it's the toll-free number is 888-278-7424. And then I'll give my direct line. I won't be back until Tuesday in the office, but it's 907-269-6603. So, everyone is welcome. So even if you can just pop in for a couple minutes or if you want to come for we've broken it down into four sessions. Please, it would be wonderful to have people come and observe. The other thing is, too, is we've set up the schedule to include one-on-one consultations. So that's happening today between, I think, 4:30 and 4:30 to 6. And then tomorrow also from 8 until 9, I think. So.
Yeah. And there's isn't there an intensive tonight?
There's an intensive tonight from 6:30 until 9. And it is a crunch of 2 days in 2.5 hours. And the way we've also structured that is that whoever shows up for that session tonight will sort of construct our priorities around what people want to walk away with who are in attendance.
And so would you, if you're attending both days, mm-hmm. would you also go to the evening, or the evening would be something that if you're working during the day and you can't go to the after the day-long courses, you can go to the evening and sort of glean?
Yeah, great question. Both. So you
either
can have
or.
If you're going to both the day-long sessions, you can come to the evening intensive to reinforce, and I anticipate that there's going to be sort of additional information. But the evening intensive is specifically designed for individuals who, because of their regular kind of schedules during the day, they just weren't able to attend. So we wanted to make sure to provide that opportunity for artists and observers.
And is that at the Heritage Center as well?
Everything's at the Heritage Center, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. If you have any questions, the Arts Council, we can help you find Saunders up in Anchorage. We can help you find the State Arts Council. Also, the Totem Heritage, you can give them a call today, and they will help you get there for the courses. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you to Saunders for coming to Ketchikan.
Thanks.
We haven't seen you here in a while.
I know.
And we had a great conversation, mini community conversation this morning about the arts in Ketchikan, and it's just been a real pleasure to have you here and to sort of reframe about how we talk about art in Ketchikan.
Right.
So I wanted to thank you.
Great. Yeah. Our creative ecosystem. Yeah.
And it sounds as though if you can't make today,
yes,
or that it'd still be fine just to go tomorrow or
yes,
part of today.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty open. Yeah, because sometimes that's intimidating, like from 9 to 4.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good to know that you can, get what glean
absolutely.
Bits and pieces
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck on your first session this morning.
Yeah, can't wait to see everybody.
Starting soon. All right, thank you so much. Kathleen Light from the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council, and Saunders McNeil, who is with the Alaska State Council on the Arts. And again, those classes starting this morning, 9 a.m. at the Totem Heritage Center, and continues tomorrow beginning at 9 a.m.